¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
All right, Jason, tell us a little bit about yourself and what is it you do for this game?
My name is Jason Rohde. I work at Raven Software as a lead producer on Warzone.
A lot of new features in this one.
Yeah.
Tell us what makes this one different than a game like Blackout?
I think it's a really exciting experience to shake up the Warzone formula, right? I think Black Ops Royale is offering players a disruption to their normal gameplay. They're going in and they're not having their loadout to lean on. They're not able to utilize the buy stations. They're focusing on scavenging, on getting the things they need to really be able to be in a position to win in those in-game moments, which can be very chaotic, as you've seen.
Yeah, I mean, what are the changes? What was the reason for it to change the loadout? Like, I know typically us will take our time, you know, working on like the ammo and everything, and then mods. What is it, mods? No,
weapon attachment.
There you go. So, what was the reason to change this one for this game?
I think there's two primary reasons. The first is, like I said, we wanted to shake up BR. We wanted to shake up what the Battle Royale experience is. Mm-hmm. We've seen people have kind of gotten into this thinking of, I'm just going to follow the golden path. I'm going to go here, do this contract, get this money, buy my loadout, and then the rest of their game, they're just hunting for kills or holding a position. This change really forces you to keep looting, to keep finding new things, new activities, going to the cradle breaches, trying different things. The second piece really is just focusing on removing that barrier of entry, right? So much, so often, my friends included, I want to get into a game of Warzone and they're like, oh, I don't have any of the new weapons unlocked. I don't have anything that's meta, right? And you can utilize the default loadouts, you can utilize the ground loot, but that is kind of a restriction to some players where they want to have the latest and greatest. They want to have it fully leveled up, and that takes time, and not everybody has that time. I think this kind of removing that barrier of entry is really helpful to those players.
Is it the same map, or is it going to be a lot different than the previous one that you guys have worked on
before? For Avalon?
Yeah.
I think Avalon plays a lot differently than Verdansk personally. It was something that I know we really, working with Treyarch and kind of talking to them about the philosophies when building this map, it was very much built with a big map experience in mind. And they wanted it to, you know, have similar moments and similar POIs that really excite the player, similar to Verdansk. But they wanted something different. And I think you see that with how valuable the wingsuit is on this map. There's a lot of points throughout the map, a lot of cliff edges, a lot of places that are just really set up for you to jump off, fly around, grapple something. And that all comes from the early map designs of how can we make this map viable in different types of gunfights while also encouraging mobility.
I know before we got to see an experience of zombies in the game before, right? What makes this one different than the previous one too? Is it going to be more challenging when it comes to the zombies? Is it going to be more loot?
I think zombies in Black Ops Royale are adding a lot more risk to the reward. And when you look at the original Blackout experience, there were zombies on certain POIs, right? And it kind of, the buck stopped there. Here, you have different types of cradle breach experiences. You have going in, it's very obscure. You're not really able to see outwards. People outwards aren't able to see inwards. There's this threat of not knowing when another team is going to close in on you. Mm-hmm. There's these high value rewards that you feel like I really want to try and get that. I want to get to that tier 3 armor vest, that exotic weapon. And you kind of have to venture in and you have to brave that. And the zombies are a whole nother threat there. There's the normal zombies that are swarming you, but you also have things like the mangler who's coming in and is a big threat. So you have all that to juggle with not knowing if another squad can close in on you at any moment.
Is that the only way you could find those type of loot? So just through zombies, can we do like maybe other activities or other things that we throughout the map that we could find?
That's the primary path for getting the tier 3 vest and the exotic weapons. Other items you can have a chance to roll from, you know, a very rare chance of getting it from a safecracker box or things like that. But that is really the ultimate tier. Now, I will say, that doesn't mean you have to do those to get those items. I myself don't like going into cradle breaches because of the risk. I prefer to kind of wait outside them and try to ambush a team and maybe get the rewards off of them. So there's a lot of different ways that you can play it and approach the situation, but that's where the starting point is for those rewards.
Yeah, I know during the Q&A, a lot of people were talking about solos.
Mm-hmm.
Why you guys didn't added that part in the game for now for this one?
Yeah, the most important part of this mode for us was really ensuring that we have a complete experience to offer players. We want to have something that players can funnel into, and we can really get a good understanding of, hey, does the mode itself work for players? What do we need to tune? What do we need to change and kind of balance and have that as the primary offering? And then as we hear from players, we'll continue to look at other opportunities.
Can you talk about rank modes?
Ranked modes?
Yeah.
There are currently no ranked modes planned, but we're always listening to player feedback. And if that's something that players are very loud about, like, we're going to hear that.
Now, why was this was the right time to release this mode for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, I've said it a couple times, but it was really we've been stagnant with BR in terms of you have the loop. Last year around this time, we released Verdansk and the return of that OG BR experience from Warzone. And I think that was a really exciting moment to players, but it also said, okay, now we went back to what we've done in the past. Can we do something new, right? And I think looking at Blackout, looking at those really exciting beats that mode carried, how can we bring that into this modern experience? How can we evolve those pieces? I think that was something really exciting to us on the dev team.
You know, it was really cool hearing some of the creators. Everybody was going wild while watching the game and everything, mm-hmm. right? So for you guys, what was the part where you were like, okay, let's see if these guys are going to figure this out in the game? Was there any stuff that you wanted people to discover that you guys were excited for that you kept on the low? And
I think there was a few things. I think being able to see a new group kind of get their hands on a mode like this is always really exciting as a development team. You know, the team's put in a lot of work on this. I think we're all really excited of where we've landed. It's taken us a while to get there. And I think getting to see it in front of all the creators and everyone playing today, I think there was just a lot of exciting moments that are like, that's exactly what we were hoping to see. You know, these exciting end games where the loot journey that you went on matters, of you having the gold vest, armor tier vest, versus someone having a purple or an orange one, that matters. The guns, the equipment you have matters. Some of the new things that we introduced, like the bubble shield, like seeing players realize that they can shoot out of the bubble shield from inside, they're like, oh man, this changes everything of how I'd approach this fight, you know?
Found it, but I didn't get to use it, got killed. Like,
yeah.
Seconds later.
But it's some of that equipment, right? Like the grapple hook, the sensor dart, like some of these things that are familiar to players, whether it is from Blackout or the in-game experience, bringing those over into Warzone and kind of making them fit in this mode, I think it adds a whole new layer of kind of tactician, you know? Like, mm-hmm. like how much can you plan for the in-game and then how much do you have to adapt based on what you have and what you've gotten over the course of the match.
Speaking of that, can we talk about a little bit of the new activities when we get to this one too? That's pretty cool too. Right?
Yeah, I really like some of the activities we were able to go after. I think a big thing for us is we didn't want to just take all the contracts in Battle Royale and just copy them into Black Ops Royale, right? We wanted to say, how can we evolve this system? How can we take some of the things that we've learned over the years, some of the things that we've seen on the in-game experience, and how can we make it a unique experience for this mode for players, being able to have multiple activities active at a time, having these set pathways for getting some rewards, right? We don't have a lot of UAVs in the map, but you have an activity where players will get a single UAV ping and a redeploy, you know, or things of that nature. And it's like, okay, these matter more. They carry a little bit of weight. Some of them have very focused rewards, you know, like the safe crack box and stuff like that. And it's like, okay, I'm going to kind of plan around this, but there's also an element of it that you can't plan because they're not on the map. And you have to loot and scavenge and move around the map to identify these things that can give you the upper hand.
Yeah, to me, I had a great time playing this, man. I can't wait to play with my friends. Hopefully, fingers crossed, solos, maybe, hopefully.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think you guys did a great job with this, man.
I appreciate it.
For people to check it out, man, for sure. Anything else you would like to mention for people that are going to play this for the first time? Any tips?
Yeah, I think my biggest tip is go slow. Take your time because this isn't the same Warzone you're familiar with. You're going to have to adapt to the way this game plays. The guns shoot differently. the TTK and the way you engage players with armor vests. And I don't know if I have a gun that can beat that vest at this range. I'm going to pull back and flank. Like, go slow. Think about all the opportunities in front of you in a match and, you know, play at your own pace. But as you go, I think players are going to get more comfortable. They're going to start getting an idea of how to play this mode and the different things they can do in it.
So this is not a limited time mode.
No.
Okay, because people might think that it's like just a limited time thing.
I want to be very clear, Black Ops Royale is not a limited time mode. This is a mode that we're very excited about. We're excited to hear players' feedback and responses to, and we're excited to, you know, potentially bring more content towards it in the future.
Well, Jason, thanks a lot for the interview.
Appreciate it.
I can't wait to see the reaction from the community. All
right, thank you.
Thanks, man. All right.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Thanks, man.